Now, where was she from?
She
was from Charlottesville.
Was she born also in
Charlottesville?
Yes, I think down on
9th
Avenue.
Oh, wonderful. Uh-huh.
9th
Avenue.
Yeah, down in
New York. What about your dad?
Here, I went to Virginia State, and student center, they were up in there.
And at that time, did Jefferson just have 11 years? I mean, was it 11 years you were in, or 12 years?
No, we're not.
Eight?
We had
me a 4-year high. Only 4-year high. Because in Texas, they still just had 3 for every so long. That would be better. Well, apparently, about going to Virginia State College, I guess not too many girls went to college back then.
Yeah, quite a few.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They were down in the Firewater section, you know.
Not from here.
Did
they have a boy and girl street, or did you go to Such a good place to be during the Depression. Yeah, in college. And so then, you got married.
My husband is there.
I had more advantages than they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I
Only 2 years.
Well, now, when did you graduate from high school? What year were you talking about, baby?
44.
Uh-huh.
And you were in college, man.
Where'd you go?
Philadelphia College of Law.
Oh.
But in, I'm wondering how it existed in the Bridge Street.
Well, let me try. It is called far fetched. I felt like it was, but that's what they wanted. So the point is, they felt that the history, when you said it, something, the history of Charlottesville in terms of the black community since 54 was so important, and that this street represents that importance, because this is, you know, a very nice street, and it's always had white people and black people, and now it's different since the 60s, it's mixed up down there. The houses that have been white are now, you know, part black.
Yeah.
And it shows the evolution of Charlottesville. And I presume it shows what you were talking about. Your life had more advantages, and I guess the next generation, I don't know, did better, you know, in terms of, with all that civil rights stuff in 1954, how this affected the neighborhood, and how it affected your life. What is, since the 50s, I guess it's when, that was when I was having babies, so I was home having babies in New Orleans. I was not active in anything. But, you know, those were important years, I guess.
Well, look, I can tell you, they were in Covington. They used me as a guinea pig. Woo! So, I'm not looking at that. They selected me to go to a white high school to integrate the teachers in Covington.
Well, now you see, that's very meaningful right there. What happened?
Nothing. Everything went wrong fine.
Thank God.
Yeah, everything went wrong fine.
What grade were you teaching?
I was over 6th grade.
Okay, you taught 6th grade.
I taught at a place called Edgemont School. E-D-G-E-M-O-N-T, Edgemont School.
Good
spelling. Good thing you spelled. Thank you. All right, well, you were here, like I said, to get a teacher to integrate with school and coach and
did they ask you to, or did you put pressure?
No, Watson had nothing but black students, but Edgemont had nothing but white. Mm-hmm. Except me.
Wow. Oh, Lord.
That's dang. But my impression is now that this part of the of which it was pretty much country. It was like a fireland. Is that right? Or how?
What was it like? From here, all the way down to the end of the big field. Mm-hmm. It was the last house on Ridge Street. Mm-hmm. And the one course.
And the one course, we, the last hope, and this is going to be a big field out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have carnivals right here.
Oh!
And another thing is, and then we used to have cows and horses, just let them look for the field, a bee wheel.
He was a big field.
And they had to see
horses over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From there, back this way, there's nothing but horse.
Yeah, but he had the same thing. He had a store. But that's what the most important thing in the day in life on Rich Street, or in the week, when he, like, church, or... Well, the church was the big one.
Did you fly to Mount Zion on your way? Did you fly to Mount Zion on your way? Yeah. Where did you learn to play the organ? How did you learn to play the organ? Yeah, the organ was there. I never had to play it. I could hear it. When I used to come here, I could have heard it. And teach us music.
Yeah. And then, yeah, the family, the whole family, the grandchildren, the grandchildren. So you played the organ? Mm-hmm. Did you ever teach music too? Mm-mm.
Are you familiar with the Jefferson? Oh, you were with the Jefferson. I was familiar with the name. I was the English as a second language tutor.
That's how I know. When did you retire? They always call us.
You always go back. They always call to come in and do something.
Well, what did you teach?
What's your reception?
Attended classes at the school board office.
Oh.
number two, one of the things we did.
Because it wasn't allowed to attend the meeting.
So you need to talk to someone else who can give you the
back.
I'm still wondering why we're talking of this instead of Ridge Street.
Well, let's not know about Ridge Street. I heard it. I just can't think of any questions.
That's what
I think is up to say. I'll copy it down.
Well, some of the
older
houses.
You have another pencil.
Yeah, it looks different. But it's just in some of the older houses on Ridge Street that disappeared when they were taken down.
They have y'all noticed this street changing in the past.
Was that kind of usual? I saw it before that I moved. So you're by the formula and the other buildings, that's it.
Oh, the panel is good.
Yeah.
Actually, this one has some questions.
Well, now, for example, Mr. Eugene Williams was saying how that the white people...
The one that... in question now is that one that's being built. Other houses were torn down quite a few when they, Ridge Street used to be completely straight through.
Yeah.
And then when they, decided to
Nothing in the room about that.
And,
but Jay White Brown sold his house to the snow. So
no.
He
didn't sell it. He, at one time, Convention, they had to find it to get a name. them to move. There are no black hotels or hotels that you can go to, so you have to go to them.
So it makes traveling really difficult. Except for the train was nice. Well, now, did you all, I've heard of some famous black people that used to live around here, or visited around here. Who's that football
player? Well, they're just
Roosevelt Brown.
Who did he?
There's an article in the paper about him recently.
Yeah, well, Roosevelt Brown finished Jefferson High School after I did. And, he got a scholarship to a coach that was here, Smith. So to it, then he got a scholarship to Morgan College, I think.
Morgan.
Up in Maryland. But, then again, you need to.
He wasn't living there.
Other than two houses on the other side of Parkland Road, say three houses, and when we were sitting here, there were three houses on the other side of Parkland Road that blacks lived there. And from Parkland Road back this way, were blacks. The others were white.
And then black lady down that little corner here, down that way, too. Well,
We have new shoes, or good shoes, to ride when they're going to church.
far as what you would wear, you would wear, and you know, a rubber sometimes would do you no good. You would have put on the old shoes and went to the fall, and take them off, and put them in bags, and get fit.
And you go to church,
and
then walk down to church? Get a car then when you were
Did your parents ever have a car? Or were you the children finally?
No, yeah, but he's got a horse. Yeah, he's got a horse.
But you parked the horse and buggy over there. I mean,
Well, now,
did the horse and buggy stay out back here, or did it have to stay out of the line?
Well, it stayed out of the line. It stayed out of the line, but not for him to bring and get the bridge.
Yeah.
Go
around.
Was it near that other street, Fifth Street, and what else?
That street was
And
So the Dawson's rented and then they bought it on Ridge Street.
Yeah, they bought it on Ridge Street.
Are they there anymore?
She's there.
Okay. I think
you and too. And I'm there in front of the, in the bed.
Huh. Can you tell us about the Jenny Porter daycare center?
It was owned by Emmett Gleason, the former mayor of Charlottesville, used to live there with his wife and two children. It's all now a dead.
He was a former mayor. Huh.